Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Stay tuned now for the Sunday edition, April 5th, of the Michael Van Tool Show, coming up next.
Down through
Stay
the ages.
Stay tuned now.
Many have lived their lives and died, and others will have their chances in the days yet to come. We cannot waste this precious time. While you breathe, stop. And to the tortured, bring amnesty. I'm not trying to preach, but the killing has got to stop. We must learn to think love, breathe love, live love, morning, noon, and night. I ain't trying to preach, but where are the courageous? It's time out for lurking in the dark. Is your wealth fattening you for the slaughter? It's time to downshift out of park, and while you eat, stop. For the hungry, let's break bread. I ain't trying to preach, but we must learn this thing called love. We must all try to reach one, teach one, heal one. We are all precious in His sight. I've cried myself to sleep at night when they use God's name to take a life. I want to do whatever I can with the time God has given me. I want to leave an eternal legacy and wisely use the gifts that God has left in trust with me. And to the strangers in foreign lands, we must take each other by the hand, forge an everlasting peace plan, feed the hungry, free the innocent. We cannot waste one precious life. Red, brown, green, yellow, black, and white, we are all precious in His sight. Good morning. My name is Michael Van Tool. Thank you for waking up with us this Palm Sunday morning. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. We are here every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock on blogtalkradio.com, the National Detroit Weekly version, ND Weekly, of the Michael Van Tool Show. And you can also just dial in and listen at 563-999-3557. 563-999-3557. All right, the Sunday morning team is here. First of all, LaToya Sanders. Good morning, co-host LaToya Sanders. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Good morning, Michael, and good morning, Detroit.
Great. And we know Kimberly Batchelor Davis. And we're going to try to patch in Kimberly. And just give us a second, Kimberly.
Good morning, Marshall's team.
Oh, there you go.
Morning,
good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you all?
Just fine. And so what's our topic at 9:30 today, Kimberly?
Our topic is hope in the midst of crisis. Hope in the midst of crisis.
Excellent. All right, and let me go to see, let's say good morning to Henrietta Ivey, political analyst, and we're just trying to wait to patch her in, and I don't see her on our roster yet, but I think she is listening. Henrietta Ivey, we see you trying to get in. We're just waiting for your number to pop up on our my engineer. Oh, by the way, my engineer this morning, Cameron Van Tool, is my engineer this morning, and he's running the board, so he's getting us up and running this morning. The Michael Van Tool Show is brought to you in part by the Law Office of Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. And why do they call him that? Because he'll fight for you. You can reach him at 248-567-9990. 8555-9990. Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, you can reach her at 855-783-3628. Chapel Hill Funeral Home, where your family is our family. Rolani's of Southfield Boutique for the fashionistas, urban chic. Rolani's of Southfield is on 10 Mile just west of Lasser. TCBC, the Tireman Conference and Banquet Center on the Detroit-Dearborn border. You can reach them at 313-588-0432. And Combined Insurance, call Jerry Anderson today. Combined Insurance. All right. Let's see. We're still trying to get Henrietta on the line here, but we are going to go to a station break. And when we come back, we've got news and weather. Before I do that, let me just say the news and weather is brought to you by Optimal IT Solutions. If your laptop or your desktop computer crashed, does your computer have a virus? You can fix it for less. Call Optimal IT Solutions at 248-796-2429. Okay, again, 248-796-2429. Henrietta Ivey, are you there? Let me just check real quickly here and to see if we can hear her. She may be logged in online. Okay, but she can hear me. Okay, all right. And we just encourage you to don't forget, for those of you who are online, you can actually call in and we can get to you on 563-999-3557. All right, Franklin Wright Settlements. Franklin Wright is a strong force in helping the community help itself. For more than 139 years, it has been a cornerstone of strength in supporting individuals, families, and groups on the east side of Detroit and throughout the Tri-County area. Franklin Wright's values are based on the Settlement House concept of self-help for the continuous improvement and preservation of the family. The organization strives to achieve this through excellence in service and equality of treatment. Rooted in a geographical neighborhood district, the goal is to know and understand the neighborhood and help develop its potential by providing aid in obtaining the services people need. President and CEO Monique Marks encourages you to donate or enroll in these programs. Call 313-579-1000. Again, 313-579-1000. All right, we will be back with news and weather right after these important messages.
Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, invites you to see her at her new location at Newcomb Certified Auto Sales on Lapeer Road in Auburn Hills. Need a new ride but have the bad credit blues? Regina will get you financed. Newcomb's has 50 years of happy drivers and a large selection of vehicles below market value. We offer a 3-month, 4,500-mile limited warranty, plus free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Stop by and see Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, at Newcomb Certified Auto Sales, Lapeer Road in Auburn Hills. Rolani's Boutique of Southfield, with eye-catching fashions and accessories for the sophisticated woman of discriminating taste. Rolani's Boutique has fashions that can be worn anywhere, at work, church, concerts, banquets, parties, and any place you need to go. Located at 10 Mile just west of Lasser, with sizes from 6 to 22. Local designers, we're looking for you. Expert alterations and costume jewelry designed and repaired. Credit cards and layaway welcome. Give us a call at 248-827-4442. That's 248-827-4442. Open 10:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Close Sunday and Monday. Rolani's Boutique of Southfield on 10 Mile just west of Lasser. If unique is what you seek, come take a peek at Rolani's Boutique in Southfield. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
Hi, this is jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Life is to be remembered. Discover a funeral home that services your unique needs when your loved one passes. Chapel Hill Funeral Home has served the city of Detroit and community for the last several years, providing exceptional funeral and cremation services at an affordable price. This is a time to remember, honor, and celebrate your loved one. Don't wait. Plan ahead. Choose Chapel Hill Funeral Home, bringing hope, love, and healing from our family to yours. Experience a funeral service that celebrates life. Go to chapelhillfuneralhomes.com or call 313-340-8883. That's 313-340-8883.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything is gonna be alright.
In the news this morning, according to Business Insider, the Trump administration ended funding for an early warning program that helped detect diseases that had the potential to explode into pandemics, the LA Times reported. Last year, the PREDICT project, a program of U.S. Agency for International Development, lost its $200 million in funding just months before the novel coronavirus emerged in Wuhan, China. PREDICT worked with labs around the world, including the facility in Wuhan, China, that first identified the novel coronavirus. One of their missions was to discover and analyze zoonotic diseases, which jump from humans to animals. The novel coronavirus is one such disease. USAID has given the program an emergency infusion of $2.26 million, the LA Times reported, but one person involved in the project says that it's not enough. The commander of the U.S. aircraft carrier that has been hit by a major outbreak of coronavirus has been relieved of command for showing poor judgment days after writing a memo warning Navy leadership that decisive action was needed to save the lives of the ship's crew, Acting Secretary of the Navy Thomas Modley announced Thursday. Today, at my discretion, the commanding officer of the USS Theodore Roosevelt, Captain Brett Crozier, was relieved of command by the carrier strike group commander, Rear Admiral Stuart Baker, Modley said during a Pentagon press briefing. Modley told reporters that Crozier was removed for showing extremely poor judgment and creating a firestorm by too widely disseminating the memo detailing his concerns, copying some 20 to 30 people. I'm entirely convinced that your commander loves you and that he had you at the center of his heart and mind in every decision he's made. I also know that you have great affection and love for him as well, he said. Many on board gave Crozier a warm and loud send-off, clapping and cheering as he left the ship, according to a video taken by persons on board the ship obtained by CNN. The number of positive cases continue to rise. American companies sold more than $17 million worth of face masks, more than $13 million in surgical garments, and more than $27 million in ventilators to China during the first 2 months of the year, far exceeding any of that of any other similar period in the past decade, according to the most recent foreign trade data available from the U.S. Census Bureau. USA Today's analysis of the trade numbers comes as medical professionals on the front lines of a nationwide crisis say they're being forced to reuse or go without personal protection equipment like surgical masks and face shields to account for the shortage. Some states are scrambling to find ventilators to prepare for a crush of patients expected to need them. The White House and Congressional Intelligence Committees were briefed on the scope and threat of the coronavirus in January and February, but President Donald Trump had not stopped exports of key medical equipment, a move taken by at least 54 other countries so far. I think he has since stopped the sales and transfers of medical equipment. All right. Good news, LaToya. We need it now after all that. We need some good news. What do you got?
Okay, Michael, you know I have it for you. You know, with the coronavirus pandemic, Michael, a lot of people are losing the opportunity to have weddings, to have receptions. A lot of birthday parties are being canceled. So listen at this. There's a couple here in Michigan. They were scheduled to get married, but the wedding was canceled due to the coronavirus pandemic. So they had a lot of food. They had catered for 400 people. So guess what they did, Michael? They decided to put this meal to good use. This couple donated 400 wedding meals to hospital staff members after their reception was canceled. The couple from Michigan were scheduled to get married last weekend, and the reception was called off. So they chose to divert all of their catering to more than 400 hospital staff workers, and a lot of the people who received the meals had been working 18 to 20-hour shifts. Can you believe that, Michael?
Wow. Man.
Yes.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm glad that food didn't go to waste, number one, and that it went to some deserving people. Man, I tell you, LaToya, these frontline responders, nurses, doctors, orderlies, ambulance drivers, police, fire, the list goes on. You know, this is a war. And, you know, they are on the front lines in this war. And we're seeing daily that these people are sacrificing their lives. And, man, I tell you, yes, that's some good news, good news. All right, what else you got for us? Bring it.
Okay, well, you know, I would like to just give our listeners a little encouragement today. I know that we're going through a lot. So I have a few things. I'd like to give you five things that you can do to just make it easier on you during this time, to give you a little more positivity. Number one, I want you to limit your intake. Stop watching so much television and watching the news and being on social media. If you absorb too much of this, it could be detrimental for you. So number one, limit your intake. Number two, look to the past. I would like for our listeners to get hope from their past resilience. We have survived so many things in our lifetime, the 9/11 tragedy, major hurricanes, financial meltdowns. Remember the financial meltdown of 2008?
Yes.
We survived all of that. We have made it through. Number three, watch funny videos. We just need something lighthearted, something we call bubblegum for the brain, something to divert our attention and take our mind off the current events, even if it's only for a few minutes. Number four, look after your neighbors. I'm sure you have elderly neighbors. You may be at a low risk of severe consequences from the virus, but it may not be the same for your neighbors whose immune systems are compromised. So the act of checking on them, keeping 6 feet apart, of course, will not only make them feel good, but it will make you feel good as well. And number five, support your favorite local business. A lot of local businesses are suffering right now, so if you have a local business that's your favorite, go out and do something to help them stay alive. And these 5 tips will help you remain positive during this pandemic. Thank you, Michael.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I try to take my mind off of some of the bad news, too. Can catch up on some. I've seen some great movies lately. and I'm
okay.
working on some of my I'm working on some stuff for Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. So, yes, you got to don't bury yourself in the bad news. So, and of course, you know, you can also pray and meditate. Read your Bible, you know, stay strong and those type of things. Great. All right. You know, some of us have to head out to work. We don't necessarily have church services this morning, but for those who have to hit the roads and get out there for some reason, some of those essential first responders, and we're glad we know you're listening. What's the church close weather forecast for today, LaToya?
Okay, church close weather forecast. It is currently 39 degrees here in the city of Detroit. We are partly cloudy. Tomorrow, which is Monday, we will be mostly sunny with a high of 53 degrees. On Tuesday, we have scattered thundershowers with a high of 57. And on Wednesday, we will be partly sunny again with an ultimate high of 67 degrees.
Before we go to Henrietta, I just wanted to say something about the Tyman Conference and Banquet Center. I had mentioned them a little bit earlier, but I just wanted to let our listeners know that when this is over, we know that there's a ton of events. You know, you mentioned about one that was canceled. All I'm telling you is that the Tyman Conference and Banquet Center is a big place over there. I've been over there. They can hold multiple events at one time. They've got secured parking, and it's right on the Detroit-Dearborn border. And I can't stress enough how they've got everything there for you at the Tyman Conference and Banquet Center.
Yes, they do, Michael. The Tyman Conference and Banquet Center has everything you need in one place. They have ample parking spaces available. And listen at this, Michael. They have a commercial kitchen, in-house catering. They even have a recording studio. They also have a sanctuary that seats more than 225 people. So let me give you their phone number to call. TCBC, the Tyman Conference and Banquet Center, 313-588-0432. The number again is 313-588-0432.
Great. All right. Thanks, LaToya. Let's go and check in with another one of the Sunday morning team, Henrietta Ivey, our political analyst. Good morning, Henrietta. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Sunday morning team. You know, I was trying to get in and I realized something. I went on and I logged into my computer, but what I failed to do was call in the number. So that was why you guys could not hear me.
Yep.
And I'm sitting here going, hello, hello. And I'm like, Henrietta, dial the number. So I am here this morning. Good morning.
Great. We're glad you're here. All right.
I have my own personal technicalities over here.
Okay, well, that's fine. All right. Well, tell us a little bit about some of the things that are important to you this week. Oh, and we can hear some feedback in the background, too. So if you could, something we can hear in the background.
Let me see.
Perfect now. Now we lost you.
Hi, can you hear me?
Okay, yes. Okay, gotcha. All right, go right ahead. You got the floor.
Thank you, Michael. Well, you know, as many Americans are trying to deal with this pandemic and dealing with the loss of family members through this virus, I just want to give an uplifting word. And I pull my scripture from Philippians 4:6-7. And it says, do not be anxious over anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, along with thanksgiving. Let your petitions be known to God, and let the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and your mental powers by means of Jesus Christ. Now, I give that scripture because that is a scripture that I think everybody can use right now, because the anxiety levels, the stress levels, the hurt, the pain that this country is going through right now, and that's all based upon our leadership. And I say that because we have a president that's in office that took this very lightly, very lightly. And at the end of the day, he made it about himself, and now we are where we are because of that poor choice. So I just want to encourage the listeners and the people of this country, there is a God that sits high on a throne and sees all, and he will prepare his people to see better days. That's how I get through my days. I read that scripture every morning I get up, because believe you me, I have lost employment. I can't see my grandchildren. I can't go visit my mom. All this social distancing is causing a lot of anxiety for myself. But when I read that scripture, it gives me so much comfort and it eases my mind, because with that type of stress, your mental is definitely sure to go through a whole lot of anxiety. So I encourage everyone to pick up their Bible and read, do some meditation, eat healthy, find a workout regimen in your house. I do stairs, so I go up and down the stairs each day. I meditate in the morning, and I try to eat a good, healthy meal. And I do cook every day, so that's my encouragement to everybody. And to make sure, amongst all that is going on, that we still have to consider and be very vigilant about getting our votes out. I know it's the upcoming elections that are coming. We may not be able to get to the polls, but I'm encouraging everyone to at least send for your absentee ballot, because you can mail those in and those will still be considered your vote. So I just want to throw that out there, that we still can vote. Let's get our absentee ballots out there. Let's get some change started. Let's get some new leadership, because this right here has proven that we definitely need new leadership.
Great. Thanks, Henrietta, for those. That's very important to spiritually survive through this episode. And those are some very good points. And we're all under pressure during this time. Thanks for including that information. All right. Let me just say this as we go to Kimberly. What I want to say is that we do need to pray to God for great leadership right now. We got to pray for our leaders. You know, we have to pray, you know, because the president and his family and the staff, the cabinet, they are making the decisions, you know, right now. So we can't ignore that fact. So we just got to kind of go straight to God and ask him to give them the wisdom to make the right decisions, cause them to make the right decisions. Pray for our governors and mayors that they can provide the things that they need and that their requests supersede anything else. They're the ones making the decisions on our lives. That's what makes this so important right now. Our leaders need to make better, wiser, smarter decisions. Pray for our doctors and nurses. Pray for those who are, like I said earlier, the ambulance drivers and other emergency first responders. Pray for those who are on the front lines dealing with people every day. Look at the clerks, people in the post office, the pharmacies, the stores. They're on the front lines too, and they are the ones, they're also in jeopardy too. Pray for our neighbors and the others around you that you come in contact with, because not everybody is taking the necessary precautions. Pray for your protection and your family, but you can still, you know, because I pray too, but you can also use Lysol, sanitizer, gloves, and masks. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, what are some of your thoughts? We know you're coming up in a few minutes, but I just want to hear from you.
Good morning, everyone. I am so happy to be a part of this team, because we are all on the same page. We all had a talk with the Lord, and that is what is most important. And Michael, you hit it. And Henrietta, you hit it. And LaToya, you hit it. We have to do a few things. One, we have to make sure that we're in a state of peace. We have to take care of ourselves. Number two, we have to look out for others. And three, we have to pray. And we do have to pray for our leaders that they make the right decisions. We have to pray that they think about us and not make this into a political act. However, when they do, as Henrietta said, we can vote. And we have to remember that too. The world
That's
has not ended. The world has not ended. The world is still moving on. Yes, the market is in flux. Yes, people are stressed about money and finances and jobs. And we're hearing about social distancing and we're not sure how long all of these things are going to take. But God is still in control. He is still
in charge of everything. That's right. You know it.
And he woke us up this morning. So praise God that he woke us up, that we are still here, and we still have another opportunity to be purposeful in our lives, to have peace, LaToya said, to continue to persevere.
And it's right on time because we're going to take a station break, but when we come back, Kimberly, you're going to talk about hope in the crisis right now. So that worked out perfect. But we also got to remember today's Palm Sunday. Of course, yes, it's also we're also near the beginning of Passover, you know, the Jewish seven-day holiday. But Palm Sunday, about 2,000 years ago, Jesus walked or rode into Jerusalem before his arrest and crucifixion. It's Palm Sunday. Next Friday is Good Friday. And resurrection and Easter Sunday is next Sunday. But today we're celebrating Palm Sunday, where Christians commemorate the entrance of Jesus into Jerusalem. It was about 2,000 years ago that this happened. But you know what? It's so relevant and real to us today, and that's why we're here right now. All right, so Kimberly, we'll talk to you in just a few minutes right after this station break. We'll be back with the Michael Van Tool Show.
Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, invites you to see her at her new location at Newcomb Certified Auto Sales on Lapeer Road in Auburn Hills. Need a new ride but have the bad credit blues? Regina will get you financed. Newcomb's has 50 years of happy drivers and a large selection of vehicles below market value. We offer a 3-month, 4,500-mile limited warranty, plus free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Stop by and see Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, at Newcomb Certified Auto Sales, Lapeer Road in Auburn Hills. Rolani's Boutique of Southfield, with eye-catching fashions and accessories for the sophisticated woman of discriminating taste. Rolani's Boutique has fashions that can be worn anywhere, at work, church, concerts, banquets, parties, and any place you need to go. Located at 10 miles just west of Losser, with sizes from 6 to 22. Local designers, we're looking for you. Expert alterations and costume jewelry designed and repaired. Credit cards and layaway welcome. Give us a call at 248-827-4442. That's 248-827-4442. Open 10:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Closed Sunday and Monday. Rolani's Boutique of Southfield on 10 Mile just west of Losser. If unique is what you seek, come take a peek at Rolani's Boutique in Southfield. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
Hi, this is jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Life is to be remembered. Discover a funeral home that services your unique needs when your loved one passes. Chapel Hill Funeral Home has served the city of Detroit and community for the last several years, providing exceptional funeral and cremation services at an affordable price. This is a time to remember, honor, and celebrate your loved one. Don't wait. Plan ahead. Choose Chapel Hill Funeral Home, bringing hope love, and healing. From our family to yours, experience a funeral service that celebrates life. Go to chapelhillfuneralhomes.com or call 313-340-8883. That's 313-340-8883.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight.
Michigan Ocean has partnered with Ray Simone Partners to create a small business support team to help you navigate the maze of options through this coronavirus crisis. This package of services are offered at an affordable price, $250. But most of all, we will help collect the documents, complete the app, and submit loan applications. Also, business consultation, 1 hour of business consultations, credit repair support, and then also access to one of our 15 alternative business lenders. Call 248-516-8300, Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, and Ray Simone Partners. We've combined to create a small business support team to help you navigate this maze of options to help your business survive through the coronavirus crisis. 248-516-8300, Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. All right. And from the Batchelor Davis Group, Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Yes. Isn't that, I'll tell you, you know, that God is working right through this program because everything is just working just fine. Hope in the crisis. Come on, preach, sister.
Good morning. Good morning, Detroit. Good morning, Morning Show team. Like I said, you all were preaching today, too. I think everybody's going to be preaching. But the great thing, there is still hope in the midst of the crisis. I have three scriptures for us today. The first scripture is Psalms 91, verses 1 through 3. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust, for it is he who delivers you from the snare of the trapper and from the deadly pestilence. What is pestilence? Pestilence is disease. And as we talked about last week, in the Old Testament, back in Leviticus, they were talking about leprosy. So again, what LaToya said, we have persevered, maybe not in our lifetime, but we have persevered. I want to share with you a personal story that my grandmother told me on 9/11. And I remember being afraid and terrified because I thought the world was ending. And this is a true story. And when I got home after getting through the day and I called my grandmother to make sure that she was okay, as I'm crying, she says, baby, you're okay, you're safe. And I said, but Big Mama, I said, they blew up a building. And she said, baby, let me tell you about Pearl Harbor. And I said, well, how do we get through situations like this? And she said, you just do. She said, there's always going to be something that happens in life. You can't control it. You can't predict it. You just have to deal with it. And how do we deal with it? By staying close to God. What is hope? Hope is a feeling of expectation or a desire for a certain thing to happen. Yes, we all want to be able to leave quarantine. We all want to be able to go to the movies, to the mall, to dinner with friends, on vacation and travel, but we can't. I want us to think about being in quarantine. You know, everybody, one of the first things that everybody said, this is like the movie Contagion. This is like I Am Legend. And everybody started going through all these different movies and talking about The Walking Dead. I want you to think about something. All those movies have a couple things in common. You can look at the movie 2012, which was about Armageddon and the end of the world. You can look at movies like Deep Impact and Armageddon, which is about an asteroid that was coming to destroy the Earth. What were people doing? In all of those movies or shows, people are always running to safety. But guess what? We're safe at home. We don't have to go anywhere. We may not have everything that we need. We may not be able to get everything we need. But guess what? We do have what we need. And I know
Kimberly,
that doesn't
I got to come in, Kimberly.
Go ahead.
I saw that movie.
Which
where
one?
Were they running to when the meteor was going to crash into to the Earth? I saw getting into their cars driving. Where? If
yes.
the thing hits the Earth is going to blow up. Where were they
right.
driving to? Where were they running to?
That's a good question.
I wanted to ask somebody that. You know, we can't always run, can we? Sometimes you're just going to have to stand up and face it.
Exactly, and that's what we have to do, Michael. See, that's why God is all working through this team right now, because that's what we have to do. And we have to face it, this situation, from our home. Whatever we have, we have. I'm saying that because I know that people have been hoarding toilet paper, people have been hoarding food and supplies and different things, and there are all types of programs that can help people if they need those items. But I want to go back to something LaToya said. LaToya said, check on your neighbors. One of the things that we've done in my neighborhood, if people need something, somebody sends it. If you need Lysol and we got to spray it off before we give it to you and hand it off glove to glove to glove, and I know that's cross-contamination, but it's something. And that way everybody has something. We're checking on people to make sure you can go on your front porch. The weather is getting warm. We're not asking people to congregate or do any of those things. I sat on a call a couple of days ago with a governor and several state representatives for a telehealth town hall. And one of the things that the top health people said, you can go in your backyard. So if you have kids, you can play basketball or play sports, whatever it is. You can sit on your front porch. Just don't congregate with your neighbors. But that doesn't mean that I can't sit on my front porch, and Michael, you sit on your front porch, and LaToya and Henrietta, y'all sit on your front porch, and we can't have a conversation. We just can't sit next to each other. I want us to change our mindset. We are safe at home. We are surrounded by the things that bring us comfort. One of the things that's brought me great joy during this time, and it's been stressful because I work from home, I'm an author, I am doing the radio show with you, Michael. Thank you so much. I just launched my own podcast yesterday. I have several other projects. Thank you. I have several other projects that are going on. My kids are at home. I'm trying to be teacher and give them instructions and learning and all these different things that would have normally had six people doing something. Now it's all rolled in, so it has stressed me out. However, I've had to remember that this is an incredible circumstance, and I need to be patient with myself. And so one of the things that I do, I go and I hang out in the DJ party. DJ D-Nice has done some great things with his DJ quarantine parties. We have social gatherings now where people can video chat and talk to each other. I have talked and checked in with my family more than I have before because my excuse always was I was busy. I am running from here to there. Guess what? God has our attention. We can slow down.
Yes, he does.
We can slow down.
Isn't that something that happened during this thing? He got our attention, didn't he? Because we've got the family all in the house. I mean, the kids have come back from college. They're in the house with you. The mothers, fathers, the sisters and brothers, it's forcing us Well, just look at how we had been so fixated on success and doing stuff and ourselves and doing stuff for ourselves. And God just allowed a situation like this to come in. Do we want this all this stuff? No, we really don't. But look at what has happened as a result of all this. Families are coming together now, and they have to deal with each other. Yes, I have called so many people, and they've called me. I've gotten calls from people, and I'm sure we all have now. Look at all that communication going on that wasn't happening before. Isn't that something?
It is, and you guys are hearing my dogs in the background. This is the beauty of remote.
Yeah, so you are home, aren't you?
I am home. And everybody in the family is home. But you are absolutely right. We have to slow down. We have to be there for one another. My friends, one of the things we do, we text each other all day. I'm on a couple different threads. My cousins and I, we text each other all day. My phone literally dings all day. And while I'm running around trying to make sure that my kids have what they need to have and that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, at the same time, we need to be present with God. So that means studying His Word, praying, being still. I had an interview yesterday with a licensed psychologist and counselor. And one of the things they said, practice being mindful. Even if that means that you're just quiet for a moment. So I want people to just be patient with themselves, be mindful, even if that just means just to be quiet for just a moment, and to practice taking care of other people as well as themselves. I want to give you another scripture because I want to ask LaToya and Henrietta how they are coping right now. But
yeah, and let me just say, if they want to jump in when you finish, they can go because we've got them on the line.
Okay, great. Psalms 146:5 says, "How blessed is he whose help is with the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God." God has not left us, guys. He has not left us.
LaToya. I just want to know if LaToya wants to jump in and make a comment on that, or Henrietta, just go right ahead.
Yes, I would like to chime in on that. I am coping as best as I can. I am a people person. I love hugging and I love interacting with humans. So this has been quite challenging for me because I'm that touchy-feely, lovey person. But I am being very productive. I'm working on some things for my personal business. My home looks like an art studio because every day I wake up and I work on a different project for my art. So I am doing the best I can considering the circumstances, but the highlight of my week is always coming together with you all for the Michael Van Tool Show.
Oh, isn't that special?
Wow.
That's so nice. Wow.
That's the
nice.
Truth.
Yeah.
That's LaToya.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you guys, too. And, this is a Sunday morning team is a family. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Henrietta, jump in and say something.
Well, you know, for me, it's been quite the roller coaster because I, like LaToya, I like to be around my family and friends. And I have been trying to adjust because I'm a person that's always on the move. I'm like, I'm really never home. Like, if other than work, if I'm not working, I'm usually out in the community engaging and getting stories and putting together plans to better the communities that I look to serve one day. And that's been hard because a lot of my people don't have access to reaching me other than the telephone, and they don't have the technology to get on Skype or Zoom where we can have these group conversations. So I'm trying to build some type of a communication between my community and myself for those who do not have the equipment to do so. And for me, it's just been trying to, I'm a child of God, literally. I'm always in conversation with the Almighty God. But I'll say this, I have been placed to do this even more so. And I know that God has all of our attention right now. So I tell people, what are we going to do with it now that we now that he has our attention? What are
that's
we going to
right.
do? What are
yep.
we
that's right.
to?
That's
because
right.
And we
just
and we should come out of
sure.
this better people after this. You know, we should be we should have learned some lessons during this this
Absolutely.
Episode this terrible time. But so there's a lesson in all this.
It is, and this will actually
yeah.
show this situation we're in right now is going to really determine who's for God and who is not. And
Absolutely.
We're going to find
yeah.
a lot of people within our own circles and lives who are really against God, and that yeah. and that is God letting us know, because I know, and I know my Sunday morning team, I know we are obedient. And
mm-hmm.
this is going to be a time where we're going to see who's obedient. And we're going to have to pull away from those who are not obedient. As much as we may love them and cherish them, it's going to show us something about everything in this world. People we know, people we don't know. Leadership that we know, leadership that we don't know. This is definitely an attention getter. And
yeah.
I am paying very close attention. And I know that
you
my
said,
Sunday morning team
right
is as
Henrietta.
Well.
You are so right, Henrietta. I touched on it earlier. It's our leadership. We cannot just rely on them to make decisions, because a lot of them are making
mm-hmm.
bad decisions. Look at the governor of
yes.
Georgia, who has
yes.
not done social distancing and made everybody stay home. And there
wow.
are pockets of Georgia right now where the coronavirus has skyrocketed. So we
yep.
have to now just go right over our leaders and pray to God that he changes
yep.
their mindset and makes these people think intelligently. So prayer can
yep.
change that. That's the only thing. We cannot rely on these people right now, many
not
of our leaders,
all.
To make the right decisions, because they're not making the right decisions. And the worst yep. part about this is that now it involves our lives. Our lives
yeah.
are at stake
mm-hmm.
based on
mm-hmm.
their decisions. And that just shows you how important it is to put the right people in, because now we have some of the worst leadership in at the worst time. We definitely
mm-hmm.
don't need some of these leaders that we have in now telling us or directing us during this pandemic. How cruel this is right now to be led by people who are fools and ignorant.
That's right.
This is not the
That's
time.
Right.
This is not the time. See, y'all, now you got me going. Now you got me going here. This is
well,
something.
I have one more scripture, Michael. I have one more
yes,
scripture.
Yes, please. Drop some scripture in here, GP. Come on.
And
yeah.
I just want to remind everybody, and you guys are right on point. Remember, and I said this, there were two things that happened over this week. One, you know that there was a hospital ship that was sent to New York that was only for patients that did not have COVID-19. And apparently several patients have COVID-19 were admitted on that hospital ship. Right now, COVID-19 is the disease that everyone is fighting, or the virus that everyone is fighting. If you ask any first responder, whether it's a nurse, including my husband, or doctor, anyone at a hospital, they will tell you that unless you are seriously ill with the symptoms of the virus, they are encouraging you not to come to the hospital because they don't want you to be exposed. Even if
Kimberly,
you have
your husband
some
is
a symptoms,
first responder?
He is a first responder. He works at Sinai Grace. He works in the
oh,
mental on
that.
The mental health
that.
Side. Yes.
Oh, we appreciate him. We love him. Thank you.
Let
me know. We discussed him on the Michael Van Tool Show. We appreciate everything he's doing, and he is.
Thank
yeah.
you.
He's
thank
like,
you.
Yeah.
But I watch him when he comes home, and he's weary. And so this is difficult, and this is hard. But we need people to remember this when it's time to vote, because we have been told
yep.
that the national stockpile that is supposed to be for the nation it's only for a selected few, and we haven't been told.
Yeah, we
who
heard that slip out, didn't we, from Jared Kushner?
We
heard
that
slip out.
That didn't slip out. That was intentional.
Yes,
oh, it was
exactly.
Okay.
That was intentional.
That
oh
was
intentional. No,
Mm-mm-mm. That was intentional.
Yep.
But you're right, Henrietta. This is revealing the hearts of men, and it is revealing to us who is on God's side and who's not. And that's one
yeah.
of the things that I take from this. When I said God has got our attention, he is sifting the wheat, trying to figure out who is who and giving people an opportunity to turn back to him. But I want to leave you with this last scripture, Romans 15:13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. No matter where you are, no matter who you are, no matter what your title is, what you drive, how much money you have, we are all in the same boat. You are all safe at home. Wash your hands, eat your veggies, take your vitamins, stay hydrated, read your Bible each and every day. Pray. Pray like you've never prayed before. And believe that this is going to pass because it shall. Let's change our mindset to being grateful and hopeful. There's a scripture in the Bible, and I'm going to paraphrase it, and it's basically telling you not to worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will have enough own trouble. God knows what we need, and the same God as we say all the time that rescued you from a bill that you didn't have money to pay for, helped you find a job when you didn't know where you were going to go, saved your home, save someone's health, is still the same God who sits on the throne. So let's just stay
Kimberly,
home and be safe and be magnificent.
Amen. Thank you, Kimberly. The Bachelor Davis Group, KimBDavis.com. What's your phone number for those who want to reach you, Kimberly?
It's 650-746-4427.
Great. Thank you so much for the inspiring words. And I tell you, wait till Missionary Hattie Humphrey hears this. She'll probably catch it when we replay and post it in a few minutes.
Everybody was on the Bible. Everybody was on their scriptures this morning. She's going to love that.
Yes, that's right.
And I want to thank all of you who called in. We have the dashboard here. People have been called. They're listening by the phone. We want to thank you for calling in and listening by phone. There are others that are calling and online, and they logged in online to listen to the show. We want to thank you. The show is going to be available for repeat all through the week until next Sunday. Just click on the icon with my picture, and it'll take you right to the show. So we want to thank you. And those of you across the country, we want to thank you for listening to Kyles and Kyles, the place where the common man can expect quality work, plumbing and home improvement, water heaters, drywall, cabinets, countertops, plumbing fixtures, and more. Kyles and Kyles, the place where the common man can expect quality work. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6. You can reach Kyles and Kyles at 313-412-7064. 313-412-7064. I want to thank Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. He's an expert in personal injury, also civil rights law, probate law, and civil litigation. He's a super lawyer, one of the top 100 national trial lawyers, one of the top 100 national black lawyers, top tier lawyer in the global who's who. I mean, there's a list here. I think it's like about 12 different awards that Johnny Hawkins has. You can reach him at 248-567-9990. And American Standard Roofing, we've got you covered. They got lifetime material warranties, certified installation crews, fully licensed, bonded, and insured, A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. They're family-owned and operated. Tell Gail that you heard it on the Michael Van Tool Show. American Standard Roofing, we've got you covered. The number is 248-350-2323. All right, Sunday morning team. Thank you guys. This was fun.
Thank you,
our new engineer Cameron Van Tool has been running the boards. Didn't he do a great job?
Good job, Cameron.
I mean, it just went so smooth. Oh my God! I wonder how much
he really did.
I wonder how much this is going to cost me. Oh my goodness! My 18-year-old tech savvy engineer right here, running
that's
the boards
right
here for the Michael Van Tool
right
Show. So
yes,
thanks to this young man, and thank you all, co-hosts, LaToya Sanders, thank you for your contribution today. Political
You're welcome.
Analyst
You're
Henrietta
welcome.
Ivy, thank you. And our lifestyle editor, Kimberly Batchelor Davis. You guys are the best. Love you all. Love you guys.
Love you too, Michael.
Next Sunday, 9 o'clock, right here on blogtalkradio.com. God be with you.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
You've been listening to the Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening. Everything is going to be all right.